and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It feels like now with online dating, it's like multiple dates a weekend, you meet a guy, it's like within 5 minutes you know if it's going to work or not, and you kind of move on with your life. But the big question is how do you know when you're going too fast? Starting 9.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, Dr. Laura Berman. You could hear her here every night, Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. I have a friend who, you know, she's been doing like the Tinder and the Match.com for like 3 years now. She met this guy, 3 weeks. She wants to move in with him.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, but she says that she's been doing the dating thing for so long that she feels like she knows what she wants. She can see that he's the right guy and that it's what's right for her. What do you think about that?
You know, 15 years ago, I probably would have been as suspicious as you are. And I think it's good to be suspicious, but I honestly felt the same way when I met my now husband and we were engaged after 3 months.
Whoa.
I think at a certain, and I never believed in that whole thing. I mean, I believed that people felt when you know, you know. But I thought it was more just like a romantic fantasy that they had and not reality. But I think if you get to a certain age, you've had a lot of relationships, you've had a lot of failed relationships, you've learned a lot about yourself, you've dated a lot of people, and you really do know inherently what qualities you're looking for in a person and what works with you and in a relationship, then you kind of do recognize it when you see it. And when it's reciprocated, you know, it can move fast. I wouldn't suggest doing that if you're under 35, you know, because you haven't necessarily lived enough to really have a clear picture. But if you're in your 30s and you've been around a lot and, you know, maybe you should trust her.
I mean, I feel like every relationship when you first get in, it's that honeymoon period. I mean, that's why they call it that, right? You're excited from the get-go. I mean, knowing the difference, I would think, is key.
That is very true. And given the fact that she's been in a lot of dating situations, I don't know if this is, you know, if this is the first guy that's reciprocated her feelings, you know, then maybe she's rushing into it. If she's had a lot of false starts and she's been through this before and she really does know who she is and knows what she wants, and you know, you're gonna be able to figure that out better than I, unless I talk to her, then let her go and see what happens, and maybe it'll work out. Here I am 15 years later with the guy that I got engaged to after 3 months.
I mean, what did your parents say when you said I'm marrying this guy after 3 months?
Right.
Yeah,
it took him about 3 years to get over it. But then they loved him.
Wow.
3 years later.
I was right. Yeah. 3 month engagement. Got married 9 months later, but they liked him after the second anniversary.
Yeah, basically, that's right.
Yeah, if you ever have any relationship questions, you could always ask Dr. Laura Berman, too. Call her at 855-5-UNCOVER.